Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Everybody, my name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
All right, that was good. A little worried about the other one now, though. We'll see. We'll see how that goes. At least there wasn't anybody just yelling out. We are back once again at Dynasty Typewriter in Los Angeles. Oh boy, let's see. It's Sunday, June 4th, 2023. Kings, men, the golden circle of friends. And it's time for Doug Plugs! This is where you chant Doug Plugs, Doug.
Yes, plugs, plugs.
I thought I could count on you in Los Angeles. Are you all out on strike? Is that what happened? All right. I really thought I had everybody trained to chant when that part came up. I guess it's only the out-of-town rubes that like to do that. Doug Loves Movies is coming to hereafter at the Crocodile in Seattle, the classic rock club. Don't worry, that show's sold out. Don't need to worry about that one. But the night before, I'm doing stand-up in the same venue the hereafter, and there's still a few seats left for that, so come on out to that instead, Seattle. And Doug Loves Movies is back at Comic-Con in San Diego on Wednesday, July 19th at the American Comedy Kakako. Comedy Kakako. They should add that in there. I think that would be smart. For all of my dates and deets and links, go to DouglasMovies.com.
That's DouglasMovies.com. Yeah!
It ends there? So, like, where it ended, like, 5 years ago? What about Kaka? What about Ted Danson? What about Shh?
Wallet.
What about Wallet? Holy shit. Do you all smoke as much weed as I do? Is that... I thought so. But also schedules change, things we've memorized changes. It's all, you know, you can't, you just gotta keep moving. But boy, do I have a fun prize box. It's not a bag, today it's a box. And it says, Lumen Loves You on it. It was sent to me to promote the television program Severance. So it has a bunch of things that the company Lumen would send to their employees. So it's a bunch of crap that just It's a bunch of crappy things that say Lumen on there. There's a framed picture of Adam Scott and other cast members. And but then I also threw in, I just had laying around from some box I got sent, a cashmere blanket. So I thought that'd be a nice addition. But you know, it's like a coffee mug that says Lumen loves you. And oh, there's the framed picture. Yeah, it's a... You know, it's a bit of a letdown. The box is really the most exciting part. But yeah, so somebody today is going to win this severance package. Haha, you got it. People got it. All right. Let's get my guests out here. Are you ready to meet the guests? Please welcome Padgett, Brewster, Brandon Collins, Mark Ellis, and Matt Walsh.
Here they come. Oh, my goodness.
Grab a seat and a microphone and a... It is cold out here.
It's a little nippy.
Yeah. That's how you keep everybody alert and excited. All the best game shows and comedy shows are very cold. They're very cold places that invite warm waves of laughter. Let's meet my guests individually and alphabetically by first name. Yeah, the twist started already.
Yeah.
Already you don't know where the hell this thing is going. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, he is a frequent guest on the show and is an East Coaster threatening to go back soon, so I had to have him on the show here at Dynasty Typewriter. Give it up, everybody, for Brandon Collins.
Hey, good to be back.
Yeah. My last show before I go back east.
This is it.
Yeah.
All right. Good. I got you in the very last opportunity, so it's good to have you here.
He's been saying that for 7 years, Doug. Every time he does a show, he says, "This is my last show before I go back east."
God damn it! You're not supposed to give away the strategy.
Well, there's a lot of strategy and intimidation going on here today because I was already telling everybody backstage, Brandon, about that you have a movie podcast.
I do.
And that always terrifies everybody. But tell them what specifically your movie podcast is about. Maybe they'll feel better about competing with you.
Yeah, it's called Medium Popcorn. It's just me and my best friend, Justin. And we just talk about movies that we watched, new or old. And we tell people whether or not to go see it or, you know, waste your money on it. Shit, you know, that's it. It's nothing serious.
Yeah, that doesn't mean...
I'm not being philosophical about the movies. I'm not breaking...
But you've probably seen
a
lot of movies.
Like, yeah, but no, you don't know a lot of trivia about them necessarily, right?
Yeah, I mean, I do, but... but it's, you know, right. Don't be scared. I'm just like you guys.
It's all a tactic, Doug.
Right?
He's getting into my
head
already.
He's the one to watch. Mm-hmm. He's the one.
Yeah.
No, I don't know how to play head
Former
games.
Trivia master.
Yeah.
Trivia master is a very strong word. I prefer host or clown.
There.
You don't want master in your title?
No.
All right, let me get to
I'm
your
from
intro.
Virginia, no thank you.
Let me do your intro before you keep talking more.
Thank you.
Let's bring you into this.
Just get everybody warmed up.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're doing great, and I think you're the perfect replacement when John Hamm cancels. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Mark Ellis.
Good to be here off the bench, Doug. Thanks for calling me up back to the big leagues.
I just thought you'd be perfect because you're probably the number one fan I know of the Top Gun Maverick film at which John Hamm appears.
Yes, he does. Watched it last night. I did.
What, just because you knew you were going to see John Hamm today, or
I mean, I was told John Hamm was going to make an appearance. I didn't realize that I was stepping in for John Hamm, or else I would have had scotch with lunch today. I did. I got home late from, I was at the Comedy Store last night late, and I got home, and usually what I do is I put on one of two items with the dog, and I have a couple beers, then I go to bed on Saturday night. It's either the Last Dance documentary, or Top Gun Maverick, so... Any ladies out there want to know? Single. I don't know how it happened either.
You have so much time on your hands to watch either one of those.
Yeah, got a lot of free time, Brando.
Yeah, and they're both things that are kind of spoiled by knowing the ending already.
You know
what I mean? They're real ending-driven, sports and
it's not the destination, Doug. It's the journey. The journey that Mav / Michael Jordan took. Similar tactics.
All right. If you say so.
I'm sorry I'm not John Hamm, goddammit. I got a text at 3 a.m. last night. Hey, can you be here? Ham's out.
I'm like,
Elvis is in.
God, ham it.
Green eggs and Elvis today, baby.
Also joining us today is a man who, by my calculations, hasn't messed around with Twitter since sometime last year. It's Matt Walsh.
Thank you, Doug. Full disclosure, some Russian robot hacked my account and I've been locked out. But I don't miss being on Twitter.
Right, you don't seem like it matters.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I empirically know it does not matter. It's a shit show out there.
I thought you might have just got pushed off by too many Matt Walsh's.
Well, that's
on the
another
scene.
Nightmare.
There's some really opinionated
There's
Matt Walsh's
Matt Walsh
out there.
I wish didn't exist. That's for sure. He's a nightmare. But yes, I'm not on Twitter, so I guess I'm not relevant to the culture.
No, I'm just. I thought I was complimenting you, but that's cool.
Oh.
Yeah.
I took it defensively.
No,
sorry.
No, you're off the Twitter teat. That's good.
Good, thank you.
Good for you.
And this is my final podcast ever, so I can feel special like Brandon. I will never do another podcast. I do say that every time I go on a podcast.
I did like seeing some of your last tweets from last fall before you got cut off, because it just suddenly ends around November and there's no more tweets, and the last amongst the last few are things like, "So how is everybody?" Like there's
that's
this really,
not me.
That's not you.
They already had it by then. I would never tweet that. There were a couple. There were a few.
I thought you might tweet it like being funny, like.
There were a few innocuous tweets like that. Right. But after that, I think even the robot stopped tweeting. Or whoever has it. And because no one works at Twitter, I could never talk to a human being to try to get it back.
Like right.
I did try to get it back.
Yeah.
But to no avail.
All right. So don't go to @ Mr. Matt Walsh.
No.
For all of your Matt Walsh needs.
No, don't go there.
Do you do Instagram?
I do Instagram.
What's your called on that?
What's my what?
What are you called on it?
Oh, Mr. Matt Walsh.
Okay.
I still have
Mr.
Matt Walsh.
You're also Mr. Matt Walsh. Okay, Mr. Matt Walsh.
Yeah, I'm thinking of changing it to the good Matt Walsh, so I'm not confused.
Ooh, that's fun.
To the bad Matt Walsh.
Yeah. A fan of this very podcast.
Although it might
called
be...
you that on Twitter.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I feel like I'm bragging if I come out and say, I'm the good Matt Walsh. But
maybe good's not the right word.
Yeah.
Less evil?
Less.
No,
I'm not
still,
the asshole.
You still could be
Matt
on the
Walsh.
Evil side a little bit,
yeah.
That's fun.
Less evil. That's better.
All right. Speaking of less evil, our next guest. when our next guest isn't. Here, you got to hear your intro, Padgett. When our next guest isn't solving crimes, she's upset about the crimes she didn't solve. It's Padgett Brewster, everybody!
That was great! That was a great intro. Hi, Doug.
Right? Because you can't leave the work at home sometimes. Sometimes you're like, I can't believe we didn't solve that one.
It's tough. It's, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure the FBI feels that way all the time. The realies.
Right? The realies. Right. They really have to worry about it.
They really have to catch
really
people.
They really have to worry about it. But things are good in general?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, the writers are on strike, and I support the writers. But
yes, support the writers, everybody.
But I still mostly watch TV, so I'm not the best guest to have on your podcast, but I enjoy you so much, I can't say no.
Oh, okay.
Cannot say no to
well,
you.
Well, that's fair. I like it. I should ask you to do something more interesting.
Ah, oh, shit.
Something more provocative.
I can't say no.
I'm thinking some things. So that's everybody. That's our panel. An amazing group of, yes, people that are here, ready and eager to compete. But first, yeah, before we play games.
Boy. Oh, that's a good dramatic pause.
Like one of us is going to die.
That was a great, like,
that'd be
scientist.
So fun to illuminate somebody before we start. Say bye-bye, sashay away.
You took those glasses off. That was even slower. For all you listeners out there, it was even slower than the classic scientist telling Earthlings that the aliens are going to be here in 2 hours. You know? Like, the asteroid's coming. We can't stop it.
Yeah, very Jurassic Park when they see the dinosaur for the first time. They really just can't get those glasses off, right? But, no, I took them off dramatically to set up this next segment that's called Recommendation Nation. People only applauded that because I gestured. It was under duress. but it is fun for me to do this every episode with my guests, and that's where I ask each one of you to recommend one movie from a very specific category. And, of course, everyone is talking about The Little Mermaid. Who saw The Little Mermaid?
Yep. Oh.
Just,
whoa!
I kind of had to,
just
but
Brandon.
Yes, I did see it, yes.
Oh, wow. So he's really going to have an advantage because all the questions today are about Little Mermaid.
All right. I've been on the ride. Does that count for some?
I had the book as a child.
Are we talking about the 1989 version? I saw that one.
Didn't see that one either.
Right?
You didn't see the original Mermaid?
The cartoon? The movie?
The redheaded one?
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
No.
Wow.
I had the book. It was a big deal as a child. We didn't have a lot of books.
But in 89.
I don't need that movie picture, Mommy. I have a book.
That's wild.
Sorry. So you're a snob about children's tales that turn into movies.
Not at all. I can answer this question. Let's go, Doug.
You thought this, when Little Mermaid came out, you thought it was for kids, and you'd outgrown it because you'd already done the book and moved on.
Maybe I would. When did the first Little Mermaid come out?
Do you watch animated, like, Disney movies?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know how you missed this one.
To my suggestion for an animated movie that I liked.
Wow.
Did you like Pinocchio?
Yes, I did. Yes, that was the Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about the new one.
Guillermo del Toro. Yes. I did see the one from Disney as well. Both stellar.
And a very scary ride. I've been on that ride, too. Very scary.
Everything the guy Matt who knows about movies are from rides.
The guy who captures them and puts them in cages... Very, whatever it is.
Does the ride have Monstro in it?
Monstro's mm-hmm. very scary.
Fuck that, man. I hate whales.
Scary, right?
I don't do whales, man. No.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
But it's so roomy inside, they just hang out until he coughs or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had a great time inside the whale. That was bigger than my apartment. Like, they had a good time chilling inside Monstro.
It looked like they were making s'mores and shit.
Yeah.
Like, they really have, like, a little campfire going.
They had furniture. There was furniture in the whale.
There's furniture.
Maybe I'm thinking of Bugs Bunny now, I think.
Yeah.
I think I switched to a different cartoon.
Oh.
A lot of cartoon characters end up in the belly of whales.
I think Elmer Fudd met the belly of a whale a couple times.
What?
There's a lot of cartoon characters that have stumbled into a whale. It's in the Bible. Read it.
The first cartoon, the Bible.
Jonah and the Bible.
Oh, does anybody have a favorite? This is a sidebar question. Does anybody have a favorite biblical movie? Because I'm not a fan.
Wow.
I'm not a fan of biblical movies, but I'd like to be told there is one out there that's enjoyable.
I would probably go with two. Can we count Kirk Cameron Saves Christmas or no?
Oh,
now, see, you've eliminated all interest in your second thing that you were going to say by dragging that guy into it.
I still like the OG Ten Commandments. Still fun to watch. Mm. Thank you.
Yep.
Some Egyptians in the crowd.
You know, the way they parted the Red Sea was it was a mold of Jell-O, and they shot it with a torch and melted the middle part. Sea parted.
Wait, was that Charlton Heston?
Yes.
Yeah. Rumor has it that he left angry that day because some of the crew ate the Jell-O before he could get to it. Okay, so... enough talk about religious movies. I'm sorry I brought it up. I have an even dumber, not dumber, but a silly topic today. Because Little Mermaid is out there and everybody's loving it and only one of us has seen it. And some people, you know, they're going to wait around for it to come to TV or whatever. So I'd just like everybody to recommend another movie that has fish in it.
Okay.
For any reason. I thought of one that I can say if anybody is having a hard time thinking of a movie with fish in it.
Yeah.
Brandon, what do you have?
What's Deep Blue Sea.
Nice. That's a big-ass fish.
Sharks and Samuel Jackson, one of the best movie deaths of all time.
Yes, yep.
Can't go wrong with Deep Blue Sea.
I love it.
That's a pretty fun movie. LL. Strange to see LL Cool J in a, you know, in a chef's hat instead of a Kangol.
Talking to a bird.
Talking to a bird,
and he made a music video for that, too, where he turns into a shark. One of the craziest music videos ever. It's
somebody in the audience is fucking psyched about
somebody
it.
Somebody knows.
Losing her mind over there. That's exciting. That was a great answer, Brandon.
Thank you.
I don't think anybody else could probably come up with a better one.
Uh-oh, where the competition has started. Okay.
Yeah, I'm already giving out points.
It's not fish-centric, but I'm sure The Abyss has fish in it.
Yeah, there's fish swimming around.
There's gotta be. They're in the trench of the ocean. There's gotta be like an occasional.
Yeah, but it's not about
the Mariana Trench, not a feature.
They don't
fish.
Affect the plot, I guess.
But
so
it is
it's
a great
weak.
Movie,
it's
and
great
I suggested
movie.
It on this podcast. Maybe the last time I was talking to you, because I just seen it again, and it is fantastic. The
and advice. I'll throw out for kitsch value, The Incredible Mr. Limpet.
Oh.
Which is like
that's a good call.
Don Knotts.
It's kind of funny.
1967.
Yeah.
So you know
wow.
That.
Good.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm right. I'm a
fabulist.
It's
an animated a man who gets turned into a fish. Yeah.
For
settle down.
Kind of like
Navy
mermaid
reconnaissance, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a human who turns into a sea creature. So it's
you
a reverse mermaid.
And it's
and
animated.
The fish still,
it's half animated.
The fish,
yeah, it's half animated.
Fish still needs to wear the glasses.
Yeah, the fish still
yes.
needs to wear
he's
the glasses.
He's got glasses, but the fish
oh,
needs to wear
but them. John Knotts is always funny.
I yeah. mean, who doesn't want to go to that optometrist that's got glasses that fit man or fish?
Yeah.
Those are some good fitting glasses right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, they stayed on the nose.
Stayed right on the...
That's what I don't like about... Can I just talk about Little Mermaid for a second?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet, but Brandon, didn't they, like, uncute all the animals? Don't they just like... Regular
yeah,
animals?
Like, for me, it's like what ruined Lion King is like lions are scary as hell, like when they're real. And like with the fish, they look creepy. Like flounder look crazy. But the movie's enjoyable, but like the fish were creepy.
Oh,
like,
really?
Yeah, like flounder's
not too realistic.
Flounder's like one of those fish with one eye on one each side. You know, it doesn't do that Disney thing where it figures out how to get both eyes on one side.
Yeah.
Because that's cuter.
It's not cute, it's disturbing. Photorealistic disturbing.
They do only have. Two eyes on one side.
What do you
Wait,
mean?
What?
Flounder, the fish. The
yes, they do.
An actual flounder.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, this two eyes on one side.
Only has two eyes
they
on one side.
They didn't go that
side.
Maybe a halibut, too.
If are halibuts, are they halibuts?
Oh, my God.
They might have two eyes on one side.
Are they
That kid from The Simpsons is in
you
the audience.
You know
audience.
What? They might be. I think you might be right. Yeah, you might be right. Because they're on the bottom.
Yeah.
So their eyes migrated up to the... Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen it. I want to see it because the
good.
Water effects look amazing.
Well,
it looks like a musical. I really want to see. Whoa.
Yeah, I was going to say that's probably the worst part is the water effects. They're not great. Like the hair floating, it's kind of weird. But
if you've never seen the original, my problem is it's just going to be so close to the original material that I'll just be kind of bored with the fact that I know everything's going to happen. And
oh, you mean the story. You know the story.
Yeah, exactly. And but not even just story, but just like the individual beats of things that occur. Mm-hmm. Even down to, I'm sure, Melissa McCarthy just has that one song.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
Yeah, and that's what's wrong with the original Little Mermaid. The villain has one song. She's barely in the movie. You know, but anyway.
Does that weird priest show up?
What?
There's like a priest in the 89.
Oh, yeah. No.
Back in the day, kids, Disney animators used to like to put sex jokes in there. And the priest has like a little something going on downstairs when he's marrying whoever.
Yeah.
And that was
there's something in his body in his basement.
That.
Yeah, the priest gets a little excited.
Wasn't there a dildo in the Golden Castle and stuff on the cover, too, and everything?
Yeah. Creeps.
Yeah.
That wasn't in the book, Padgett.
Nope, it was not. The book was written by Hans Christian Andersen.
It was. Was Sebastian the crab in the book?
There was no Sebastian the crab.
Really?
No.
No.
They didn't have Jamaican crabs in your book?
No,
she
no,
was so
no...
offended. There was no Sebastian the crab.
I'm excited to
in
see
in My
both
Little
movies.
Mermaid.
There was no. It was actually a very tragic, upsetting story.
So, since you haven't seen either, would you advise her to see the new one first or the old one first?
Oh.
Yeah, which one
I'd say
I,
go ahead and...
They look so different.
Go in modern and then go backwards.
I'd say see the new one.
Yeah, see the new
if
one
you enjoy
then
it, then watch
you'll
the other one. If you don't like the new one, then you probably don't need to see any of it.
I think that's what I'll do.
Yeah.
You're a little experiment.
Yeah, let us know. Let us know how it goes.
I'm looking forward to it. I will. Do we have a text chain? Because I can't,
oh,
I can't
no,
tweet
do
you.
Do not get in a text
Little Mermaid
chain with
text
Padgett. I warn you. Do not do it. I accidentally, we were in a text chain, and I felt bad because I was out on a cruise, and I didn't want to miss hundreds of texts on this chain and get like a cruise rate charged for them. And so I dipped out of the group, but then I found out later you can't get back in.
Really?
Do you want me to let you in somewhere?
Well, to the text chain that we were in, I can't get back into it. There's no turning back when you jump out of a text chain, apparently.
You're the Matt Walsh of that text chain.
We could start a new one. We could start a new one.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Let's worry about this later.
Okay.
Or never. Let's pencil this in for never. And I'm writing down the fish movies in the wrong place. This is going to be a disaster. All right, so we got Mr. Lippitt. We got Deep Blue Sea. What do you think, Padgett?
Am I allowed to say The Shape of Water?
You are.
Yeah.
Fish man, sexy fish man.
Yeah, he's half. He's
okay,
at least
great.
Half fish, right?
He's half,
half
fish.
Man, half
yeah.
fish.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't blame her for what she did. I don't blame her for that scene at all. Everybody needs love, folks.
It's true.
Yeah.
Are you? You're.
I got a fish at home right now in the bathtub. She's flopping around in there waiting for daddy. Oh, love how literally the audience took that. Like, the guy replaced John Hamm's fucking a fish. Like, no. I'm... It's absurdist humor.
Oh, Deep Blue Sea. That was it. Deep Blue Sea. All right.
I'm going to get it. 10 people are going to tweet me. That poor fish. You monster. It's consensual. Relax.
All right, I'm writing down the abyss question mark. I'm going to watch it and look for fish.
They don't move the story.
I'm
going to
let
don't
you know
plot.
How many fish are in it. Oh, yeah, all right. Well, let's cross that out. Let's go Limpet. That's a good idea.
I want to know what Ellis is. What's yours?
I got a good one. I got one. I was going to go Deep Blue Sea 2, but I'm not.
There literally is a Deep Blue Sea 2.
There is a Deep Blue Sea 2.
There
and,
is?
And I believe a third one, so I think the trilogy's been complete. I would love to take, because I'm a big Kareem Abdul-Jabbar fan, The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh. But instead, I'm going to go with a slightly more realistic
Tell
fish.
Us more ones that aren't your answer.
Jaws the Revenge is one of my all-time favorite bad movies.
Oh, wait, was that God. Three?
That was four.
Oh.
That's where the shark has ESP and swam down to waters where a great white shark can't survive in just to murder the Brody family matriarch. And it's awesome. But the actual answer for me, Doug... is
yes.
starring many of the Monty Python legends.
Oh, that's my answer.
Fish called
Wanda.
Oh, really?
No, that's not it.
Yeah.
Prominent fish.
Mine has all of Monty Python in it, because my favorite fish movie is Monty Python's Meaning of Life.
There you go.
Where the entire cast, all the guys are made into fish, and it's fucking so weird.
It's great.
Yeah, but what was your movie again, Mark?
A Fish Called Wanda.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a fun fun movie. Kevin Kline won the Oscar.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
For that. I even think John Cleese won an Oscar for writing the screenplay.
Did he?
Maybe.
Really?
Nominated, probably, but we don't need to worry about it. It's not part of the game, right?
It's an honor to be just nominated, really.
Right?
Kevin Klein.
Kevin
That's
Klein.
That's what I said, yes.
Oh,
said
I thought you said John Cleese. Yes, you're right. Eric Idle.
Yes.
Is
Michael
not
Palin.
In that. Is not
Michael
in a fish
Palin.
Called
no,
Wanda.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Eric
Michael
Idle's
Palin.
Not in a fish called Wanda.
He's not?
No.
I'm going to be great at this.
He
game.
Might have dropped by the set. Maybe you were feeling a vibe. Maybe you were feeling something, but...
Could be.
Yeah.
So when somebody drops by the set, it doesn't count as them being
in the
movie?
No.
Okay. Just so I know when
you
we start playing the
there,
game.
You gotta get in there, say a line, or...
Unless they're into special thanks, right?
So the guy who brought cocaine doesn't count as being in the movie.
No.
Okay.
But he
okay.
definitely changes that movie.
He affects the plot.
He's got a... Yeah, he's got an effect on things. All right, so... Mark went with Fish Called Wanda. Excellent work, everybody. Just coming up with four
good
fish,
team effort. A lot of diversity
movies.
In those movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. It's
like
in
a
the
teacher.
Record. You can't take it back now.
Oh, wow. Uh-oh. So I can't run for Senate or something. It could come back to haunt me.
He said the
What
abyss.
About the podcast
this guy,
where you said...
This guy thinks he can be our senator, but he also thinks the abyss is about fish.
How do you defend that?
This is a real brain damage we got going on over here in this guy.
Matt Walsh claims he's a fish fan.
But he shares stage with a guy that fucks a fish.
Yeah, what about that Mark Ellis compatriot of yours?
There's a real bad politician named Mark Ellis, too, in Australia.
Welcome to it.
Yeah, it's you and me, bud. Walsh
nightmare.
Ellis, the good ones, 2024.
When you Google Mark Ellis, does he come up first?
It's a baseball player, and then me, and then the bad politician. So I've leapfrogged him for now. Keep Googling Mark.
Okay.
The good one.
You're in a good spot. You're in
Thank
a good
you.
Spot, yeah.
That should be just your only plug at the end. It's just, hey, everybody, just Google Mark.
Just type me into, if everybody types me into Google 10 times tonight, it's really going to help the algorithm.
It's a real important contest that you're trying to win.
Just type in Mark Ellis, John Hamm's
Top
replacement.
Mark Ellis. I mean, that should get you there. It really should. It's quite a credit you have there. All right, so thanks for all the movie recs, and we're going to take our first break. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're back! All right, so we picked some name tags over the break, and Brandon is playing for Brandonator Judgment Day.
Oh, yeah.
And then Matt's playing for 51st Kate's.
Yeah.
Because Kate cleverly put his face on her name tag. Mm-hmm. And then Mark is playing for No Courtney for Old Men. And well, this is a good old Western theme kicking in here. Paget is playing for Brookback Mountain. So great job, everybody. And it's time to play our first game. And it's called Live, Die, Repeat. Crowd always goes crazy for it. Yeah, I'll explain it.
I know.
Paget's played this before, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. I think you had such a great time playing it that you, you know, just erased it from your memory.
No.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Some things are too fun. I'll say the title of a motion picture, a real, genuine film, played in theaters and everything. And the first one of you that can repeat back that title completely and correctly is the winner.
Oh, God, this one, okay.
Wow. Yeah.
yeah.
I think if I had to put money on who's going to win this, I'd say Padgett she seems poised and ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's almost out of her chair.
It's
She's
fun.
Ready.
It's really fun.
She's got that foot planted in
really
Do we
fun.
Hit a lap or we just say it?
You just say it. You can guess as often as you like. Every time somebody guesses wrong, I'll go back and start over at the beginning of the title. But the point is you have to say it all the way through correctly and unbroken. And do you want to do a practice one just to get the feel for it?
I was going to ask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We get a couple cuts before
you were
the
looking
game.
At me like, I would like to practice this. You've never played this game before?
I don't remember.
Okay.
It's all just one big magical blur.
Right. It's true. Okay. So here's an example. Fences. See, you said it the quickest.
Oh, that's the game.
And
okay.
So you win.
Yeah.
It's that easy.
Okay. Look out, Brewster. There's a new sheriff in town.
Yeah. No.
Are the sample questions easier than the real questions?
Sometimes the titles
questions?
Are longer. Should I do a longer one?
No.
Let's try a longer one. We'll try a longer one.
All
ready?
Right.
Damn it.
Joe Dirt. See, you win, Matt.
Okay.
It's that easy. Yeah. It's that easy to win.
Oh, now I feel confident.
You should.
This is terrible timing. My edible just kicked in, so this is not good. This is not good.
It's tricky, but you can still hear.
Yeah.
All right, when does it count?
For now.
What?
When does it start counting?
All right.
Okay.
I'm like ready to jump on my chair for some reason.
Shh, don't worry, baby.
Okay.
This is so fun.
I feel like one like live, like a football's going to drop. We have to like jump on
all
it
first. Scrum.
All right.
Loose ball drill.
Exactly. Away we go. That's also a movie, but that's not what I meant.
I thought I had it.
Yeah.
That one guy got his heart broken. Right. Jeez.
Ready or not? That's also a movie, but that's not what I meant either.
I was really about to say Here I Come, and I'm like, that's not a movie. That's not even a sequel. That's just talking to me to say shit.
Okay.
Big.
Big Night.
Big Trouble, Little China.
Big George.
Big George Foreman.
Big Fish George.
George Foreman, the bot. Oh, shit, it's a long ass title.
Big George Foreman.
Big George Foreman, the miraculous Big George Foreman story.
Big George Foreman, the heavyweight champion of the world. What did you say?
Big George Foreman, the miraculous
story of the heavyweight
story
champion of the world.
Big George Foreman, the miraculous story of the once and future
champion of the
world. Big George Foreman, the miraculous story of the once and future heavyweight champion of the world.
That is correct.
God damn it.
She did it. Wow.
She did it.
It's like a gambling high, this game.
And I still thought I won just by repeating the word big.
It's a movie.
Yeah. It's true. Yeah.
As soon as you said Foreman, I was like, oh, shit. That's a title.
That's mean.
It's got a title on it, that one. Yeah. Most of it after the colon, of course. but nonetheless.
We don't have to speak the punctuation and
yeah, I'm sure
titles.
Marquees at many movie theaters just got away with Big George Foreman, left it at that. Mm-hmm. But it is, all those other words are important. And yeah. Wow. Okay. Been dying to do that one. I didn't want to do it till it had been out for a little while, because right when it was about to come out or it just opened is when I thought of it. And I was like, people are going to be so confused that this is the title of something. All right. So that means Padgett gets to go first in our next game.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's a little something I call ham or bacon.
All right.
Here's how it works, Padgett,
yep.
And everybody else. I'm going to say a line that might possibly be from a motion picture and spoken by Kevin Bacon, or from a motion picture and spoken by John Hamm.
Ooh, or, that's good.
Or made up and not a part of either one of their filmographies. So for every one of these, the answer is bacon or ham or neither.
But not ham from Toy Story.
No, that doesn't come into
okay.
it.
Okay, got it.
At all.
Good question.
So going first
that
might, not,
good
be,
question.
Good might not be an advantage for me.
Well, you get a guess first.
Okie doke, let's go.
You're coming in as the reigning champion. That's the good news.
The it's once and future.
The once and future reigning champion of the game.
The miraculous story of the once and future champion.
Yeah.
All right.
So here's how it works, though, Padgett. Here's where it gets tricky. Is you get a guess, bacon or ham or neither. And if you get it wrong, then Mark gets the guess from the two remaining options.
Yeah.
And if he misses it, Brandon gets the gimme point.
Yeah.
He still has to answer.
Sure he does.
You're right. It has to be on record.
I don't like the hostility that came with that, buddy.
He still has to answer, dog. That's not fair. Just to give him the
fucking
point.
Fucking Brandon's got to say it.
Yeah, you can't just be over there thinking
can't
it.
Coast, man.
We got to know that you know it. There have been guests on the show that were so high they did forget what happened. Yeah. But I think, and Brando's edible just kicked in.
That happened to me one time on your show.
Edible.
You asked really me a question. You asked me a question. I long paused and I said no because I had no idea what you asked me. And you were like, that wasn't.
It wasn't a yes or no question.
You were baffled over Zoom.
Pick one of these Olsen twins. No. No, you gotta pick one. For what reason? All right. So, and then whenever somebody gets one right, they get a point, and the next person in the row is first in the next one. So a lot of it just comes down to chance and what the person next to you does or does not know. Oh, did I mention, I'm not going to try to do an impression of John Hamm or Kevin Bacon.
Oh, man.
That would be ridiculous to acting treasures like that who rarely attempt funny accents. Right? So I'm going to deliver their line in a misleading, silly voice. So it won't be delivered in the way that they originally intended. Or did it. Padgett?
Yep.
Tell me, is this Kevin Bacon speaking? Or John Hamm, or neither.
Is that a walk-in humidor?
Don't be misled by the voice.
But I am.
I know.
Would you like to hear it again?
No. I. John Hamm.
Oh, that's your guess?
Yeah.
Oh, you thought he walked in?
I thought you were, no.
You thought he came?
Oh, my God.
He looked out like.
Mark,
I was
sorry.
Like, holy shit,
John
that
Hamm,
son of a
sorry,
bitch.
Sorry, Mark. Sorry, Mark.
Sorry, Mark, but John Hamm is here.
It's a tough business, this podcast thing.
I really don't know, but I am going to go.
John Hamm isn't here, but you know what? Let's go ahead and leave. Let's leave the seat open in case Elijah shows up. I always like a good Elijah seat joke. All right, so, Mark, thank you for playing along. And that's your answer, Padgett. You think that John Hamm said that in a motion picture?
No, but that's what I said.
Okay. So. Incorrect. Oh.
I thought he was trying to push you off the
correct
There
we go to Mark Ellis. There's two remaining answers. Would you like to hear the quote again?
I want to hear you do the quote again, Doug.
Okay, here we go. Is that... is that... Is that a walk-in Thermidor?
Thermidor?
Excuse me. I don't know what you're saying.
I'm sorry.
He said humidor, the first one.
Is that a walk-in cuspidor?
That's what you were saying.
No, it's humidor.
So that's Floyd the Barber,
humidor,
right?
Humidor is right. Is it Floyd the Barber?
Is it that, was it
or that,
that cat?
That great Gildersleeves guy.
Yeah.
There was a cat animated.
Or like, you know, the guy selling a bowling ball to Fred Flintstone.
Yes.
What would you like? New black, new brown. How about something catchy? How about the measles? This was, you know, caveman times before vaccinations. Yeah.
You do that perfectly, though.
Oh, that's well done.
All right, what's happening, Mark? Mark.
Now that I've collected Mark. My thoughts, I believe that is Kevin Bacon. I think the movie's Wild Things.
Okay, I mean, I really like bold. That you figured that out, but incorrect.
Yes, neither.
Yeah. Well played. Well played, sir.
The edible's not all the way functioning yet.
Brandon, we're in this. We're in this, man.
Brandon is on the board, and that means we're.
It's a tough seating chart for me.
Oh yeah, now hold on. Now this.
Now
is
Matt gets to go first on this round.
Enjoy.
Yeah. Matt.
Doug.
Bacon, ham, neither. Mm-hmm. You want some bacon on this? You want to hold the ham?
I'll go meatless.
I did want to think, instead of neither, I did want like a more vegan option.
Yeah.
But I couldn't think of...
Jackfruit.
Who would that be?
Soy riso? You could say soy riso?
So yes. Fritas at Chipotle?
Yeah, see, I knew I hit a wall there. I couldn't come up with a good one, so that's why I went with neither.
It's more clear, yeah.
It's
no
clear.
Doubt.
Here's the line, Matt.
It's like driving a toaster through a car wash.
Ooh, what was that? I don't know where that... I got a little southern version of that same guy.
It's like driving a toaster through a car wash.
If this is what I think it is, that was an insane reading of that line.
I'm going to say John Hamm.
Incorrect.
The audience.
Padgett? Do you remember the other options?
Yeah. So I'm gonna go with bacon.
Bacon is correct.
Yeah, good call.
It's Apollo 13, right?
Bacon. It is from Apollo 13.
Car wash. From Car Wash 2.
Somebody in the audience knew that one too.
I heard them.
Apollo 13.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, they had to do a scary maneuver.
Because he's describing how they get it back, right?
Yeah, and his character was like the guy who was always making wisecracks and stuff.
Wow.
And
Swigert. They have like a big statue of the astronaut at the Denver airport. So I took a picture of it because I was like, that's Kevin Bacon.
Oh, wow.
You know, Mark's been in show business for a long time, and he's like 6 degrees from any statue in any airport.
I know them all.
I worked with that statue. Yep.
Well, what about that little monkey gargoyle that talks at the Denver airport? Did you see that?
I didn't get on that floor, no.
Dang.
What?
Because I saw it once, and then I went back to look at it again, and it wasn't there anymore.
Wait, there's a monkey at the Denver airport?
Yeah, that's like monkey a gargoyle. He's got like little wings.
Does it help you? Like, this way is there. Terminal A.
No, he just sort of like, when you stand in front of him, he just sort of talks, he says general statements, so it feels like you might be having a conversation with him.
Oh. You know, how's your day?
Like, you're standing in front of him, he'll just be like, you probably have a flight to catch. You know, those kinds of
it's
things.
It's not like a drug-sniffing gargoyle?
I don't think so. He's way up on a pedestal and, like, not interested in my bag. So
I feel like this might be just your special friend.
Turns out there
never was. Nobody in this room has heard of the monkey gargoyle in the Denver airport.
He goes to a secret floor.
I have got video. I've got video proof on my old phone that I lost. When I find it someday.
Oh, there it is.
Okay. So anyway, I do have video of it. It's real. I swear to God. Yeah.
If you didn't post it, it didn't happen.
All right. So who got that point?
I did.
Yeah. Oh, Padgett did. Yeah, you did it.
Woo!
Yep.
Yeah.
Sorry, Kate. We're gonna come back.
Okay. But we're starting with Mark on this one. Bacon, ham, or neither?
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
All right. I believe that is Kevin Bacon from Animal House.
Yes, there's no way to disguise that.
Yeah.
All right. No Courtney for old men.
That classic line. There's no fixing that. There's no hiding it from anybody. All right. Got three of you are on the board. Matt, it's always a pleasure to have you.
I let Padgett finish that sentence earlier. Yeah. I didn't
But we'll start with Brandon on this one. Are you ready, Brandon?
What's up? Get out of your pants. Get out of your pants.
I'm going to go with John Hamm. I think that's from Bridesmaids, right?
Oh, I love when you have a full guess like that and you show your work, but that is incorrect. Matt Walsh, get out of your pants.
Kevin Bacon, Wild Things?
Now listen, you don't have to name a movie.
Okay, sorry.
You'd be so triumphant to just get one right and leave it at that because it's Kevin Bacon in Tremors.
Yeah. Oh, Tremors. Right. I'll take it. We're on the board, Kate.
Tremors. Actually, I don't even think it's Kevin Bacon who says it. Wait. Oh, no, he says it, but he says
it to the woman, right?
He says it to Rhonda, yeah. Whoever that is.
Because they got
to
run their underwear Rhonda. Or something. I remember that scene as a kid. Very impactful.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, but apparently, like, it was like eating her from the pants up. So it's just like, get out of your pants. It was good advice.
Mm.
You know, he wasn't being pervy like in some of his other films. All right. Kevin Bacon's played some creepy ass, like Willem Dafoe goes, what? All right. Hey, everybody's on the board. This is exciting. Padgett, yeah. You're up.
I'm up.
You ready, Padgett?
Yeah.
I hear you blocked the proposal to position nuclear missiles in Turkey.
Was that John Hamm, Kevin Bacon, or neither?
Mm.
I think it's Hamm.
And why do you think it's Hamm?
Because
sounds
I think
like
it's
something he said, like in.
Yeah, he did. He was playing like high level Pentagon or FBI stuff. Like he was like, I want to do these.
There's
parts.
Also been a lot of Bacon answers, so it's good.
I know, but also I think at this point, because I only know strategy, I don't know a lot of movies. I think at this point, Doug has like teased, believing Hammy would be here, teased John with no. With no job.
Oh, that's good.
So at this point in the game.
Yeah.
So it sounds like military speak, and John wanted to do that and did that. So am I
but
right
did
or
I
wrong?
Write this out of anger after John canceled?
And you just pulled him completely from the game.
He did cancel at 2:30 a.m. last night.
Yeah, but you wouldn't want more work in your life. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
you kept the same answers regardless of John Hamm showing up or not.
No, he does his work.
You
and
were
then
like,
he's
I
ready.
Am done for the show Sunday.
Yeah.
Let's chill.
I'm going to confidently say John Hamm.
He, that duck took the high road. No, he didn't. He's probably got high and relaxed. Didn't worry about it. But I do worry about it. I like to have a quality game. So what was your answer?
John Hamm.
Okay, that's incorrect.
Whoa.
You have to answer, Mark.
Mark, what do you think?
All right. I knew it wasn't John Hamm from Top Gun Maverick because they don't have a country they specify.
Very true.
See, now I'm in the same conundrum. Now I'm out thinking
it's
myself.
The problem. It's strategy.
You're gaming the game.
But
I
know.
Yeah.
Go with your gut.
Isn't?
I'm going with my gut, which features a lot of bacon. Bacon.
It is bacon.
Yeah.
I mean, that's I used to always say more bacon.
What's it from? What movie is it?
Bacon was present, and it's such a serious sounding line. It's no fun at all, and it's from a comic book movie. It's when he played Sebastian Shaw in X-Men First Class.
Right. Yeah.
X-Men First Class.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not a good guy.
All right, Mark.
Right?
Mark's yeah, got two bad, points.
Yeah. Pretty evil, I think.
Yes.
Back to you, Doug.
Real good death scene. He dies real good, though.
He does have a cool death scene.
Yeah, yeah.
That.
He's one of the few movies where you'll see one character push a coin through another character's head.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
Yeah. It's pretty neat. And they even have the shot of looking through the hole. You know what I mean? Real fun.
As it goes into his skull.
Camera work, you know? All right. This goes to Brandon.
You never fuck with another man's car or his hair. You never fuck with another man's car or his hair.
But going neither. I don't think John. No.
No, going neither?
Neither.
Neither is incorrect.
Damn. Oh.
Matt Walsh.
I'm going to go Kevin Bacon Footloose.
Because of the hair.
The hair, the car, the whole kit and caboodle.
He said it to Chris Penn in a cornfield.
Incorrect, Patrick. Oh.
It is John Hamm from Fletch.
No, it's not. It's not in Fletch. Fletch.
Have you seen Fletch?
No, it's not from Fletch, but it is John Hamm in that. The sequel to Big Lebowski, directed by John Turturro, starring John Turturro.
Oh, wow.
The Jesus Rolls.
Oh, wow.
John Hamm plays a hairdresser and just says shit like that.
Really?
Wow. Have you seen it?
Yeah. Did you watch that, Doug?
No.
Yeah. I feel like no one's...
No, I couldn't. I couldn't do it. I saw parts of it on TV,
wow.
But I couldn't do it. Yeah, it was rough.
But I did get a point,
too.
Right?
What's that? You just did, yes.
Yeah!
Yeah. Oh, this is very exciting. Mark has a chance to make this a three-way tie if he gets this next one.
Oh, boy.
Are you ready?
Go.
All she wants to do is dance and make romance.
Can I guess Don Henley?
It's ham, bacon, or neither.
She wants to do is dance and make romance.
I think it's neither.
Neither is correct. That is a Don Henley lyric.
Is it really? Yeah.
Nice.
Just a dumb Don Henley lyric. Somehow managed to get in here. All right.
How did that get into the? Were you listening to Don Henley solo records?
I don't know how it creeped into to the world here. But did I say that you were going to tie it up? Because I was wrong. You brought home the win with that one, my friend.
Yeah, okay.
All it took.
Well done.
Yeah. It pays off listening to Henley.
Here's one just for you, Mark Ellis. Before we go to commercial break, and we'll come back and we'll play our last game, which you will get to go first in. Yeah. That's all you want here.
So happy.
Yeah. Ham, bacon, or Ellis. Today, Dynasty Typewriter, you got Ellis.
All right, I need my glasses. Here we go.
Up there, we gotta push it. That's our job.
Thank you, Doug.
What is it?
The hard deck is 100 feet, and it is Top Gun Maverick. John Hamm, of course.
That is neither.
Oh. Oh, it's the first Top Gun.
Because that's what Viper said in Top Gun.
Tricky,
he
baited you.
Tricky.
He totally baited you.
I totally got you on that one.
I got cocky.
I am now the Top Gun.
That was mischievous.
I tricked you. I tricked you, Iceman, Ellisman. And we got one more big game to play. We'll play right after this. We'll be right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back! We're back! We're back!
I just want to apologize to Kate. She invested all that time on a loser right now.
Wait, it's not over yet. You can still win.
No, I know, but I feel...
No, it's still anybody's game to win. Do you ever watch Family Feud?
Yeah.
Matt Walsh?
Yeah. Is this double points round or something?
You know how the points just keep going up, so whoever wins the last round wins the whole thing. So you could lose, and then just as long as you get that last one,
you
can win the whole thing.
I thought you said Family Feud, like you're going to come over or kiss me or kind of touch me inappropriately, like those hosts used to do.
No, Steve Harvey stands 6 feet away from everybody.
Oh, he does. You're right. He's a germaphobe.
Yeah. Well, he used to. No,
Richard Dawson was a kisser.
Just during the pando.
He was a kisser in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah, touchy-touchy.
Yeah, then they had a bunch of non-kissers. They had the guy from Home Improvement.
Richard Karn ain't kissing anybody.
Louis Anderson.
Yeah, Louis tried to kiss.
Life with Louis isn't about kissing strangers.
No.
Ray Combs.
Ray Combs didn't kiss anybody.
He was my Family Feud host growing up. I was a big Ray Combs guy.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
What's his name from Seinfeld?
Kramer?
Jason Alexander?
Peterman.
Oh right.
Michael.
He hosted it for a second too. Yeah.
Wow, that's
Michael,
good
he
trivia.
Does the Westminster Dog Show every year now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Michael O'Donnell. No, not,
he's
not,
dog, dog show guy now.
Westminster
Don't
Dog
ask
Show.
The audience at a trivia game show.
Because we'll start
are.
A bad habit.
As soon as I think of his name, I'll blurt it out. I'll think of it.
I think it's like three names, right?
It is three names.
John
O'Hurley.
O'Hurley.
Oh.
Never mind, I was wrong.
No, but O counts.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
John O'Hurley.
John Hamm.
O'Hurley. Yeah. John O, period.
Yes, John
like David O. Russell.
And he's great. He's got a great voice. He's great for the dog shows.
Absolutely.
I watch him on the dog shows. Dog shows are great. Well.
No one said they weren't.
Yeah.
Don't be defensive about what you like.
You're right. Own it.
Save that for a dog show podcast.
There it is.
There's podcasts about everything. All right. So for our final game today, we got to determine a winner. And I'd like to play a game we play on the show called Last Person Standing. always doing wrinkles to this game of late, and today specifically I'm calling it Last Woman Standing.
Oh, right.
Because, yeah, we're going to play an actress edition of the show, because people always name dudes when given the opportunity, and it's you know, it's fun to change it up. So, normally how this game works is we get a name or two of actor or actress, and then all of us, I like to play along, we take turns naming movies that that person's been in. If you can't think of one, you're out, but you can go to your lifeline once for help and in order to stay in the game for, you know, another go-round. And we're going to do two actresses today, I think, but getting ahead of myself. Can we get the house lights up just a tad again, just a little bit?
Yeah, let's see these people.
There yeah. Hi. Where are the Pasternak's at?
Hi.
Oh, yeah. See, I thought you might be in the back, you little. All right. So, if you've listened to this show over the years, Jesse Pasternak, I met at a film festival in Traverse City, Michigan, and he ended up becoming a regular on the show at the very tender age of, he started around 9 or 11, and I'll never forget 9 or 11. No, he was probably about 18 or so. But anyway, one of the younger guests on the show. I can't say those numbers without... Anyway.
Like, how do you get into the show?
What's that?
No, it was impressive for a 9-year-old or an 18-year-old.
No, he was older. But
you
anyway,
great.
But he was young. You know, he was young compared to my normal guests. You know, he had to sit next to, like, Jeff Garland and shit. So anyway, Jesse was on the show a bunch of times. And his brother Sam has also showed up at shows and been involved in, was on stage once, I think, in a 12 Guests of Christmas in New York. But anyway, pleasure to know that they came out to the show today. They gave me a heads up they were coming, and that they're in the audience, and so I wanted to get them involved in some way. So we'll go Jesse first. Name an actress.
Diane Keaton.
I love that answer.
Okay.
Sam, name an actress. Yeah, it's harder when your brother goes first, isn't it? He took one of the two or three that are out there. But if you could find one in your heart. Was that Sam?
Yeah.
Okay. Thought somebody else in the audience just got fired up. I'll answer for him. Goldie fucking Hawn, man. All right, so we're going Goldie Hawn. House lights down again. Let's hear it for the Pasternak's.
Woo! Yeah.
I mean, those are two of the greatest actresses ever, and you can even bang out one of the answers as a movie that they're both in.
There you go.
But so where did I say we're starting with Mark?
Okay.
Then we'll go to Padgett, then to Matt, then to Brandon, then to me. I'm just here to be a spoiler. I can't win.
So we can pick from either library.
either
celebrated catalog.
Either canon.
Okay.
Keaton or Hawn. Don't try to fucking slip in a Kate Hudson on me. I'll lose my mind because she's new Goldie Hawn. Like if they were a product, she'd be like Goldie Hawn 2.0. All right, so Mark, start us off a film, and of course everybody in the audience, you've been doing great so far, but don't help out with answers unless you're a lifeline and you get called on. Don't yell till.
That's right. I don't need you yet, Courtney, but stay ready.
Stay ready, Courtney.
Stay fired up on the tarmac.
Even though he's an old man. And there's no Courtney for old men. What do you got?
I'm going to go with Annie Hall.
Of course you are. Why not?
It's low-hanging fruit. If I didn't take it, somebody else is going to take
it.
She won the goddamn Oscar for that.
Yeah.
What's that, Padgett?
You got to start.
Padgett knew where I was going.
Yeah.
Padgett's in my head, deep.
Okay. A little bit.
Go, Padgett.
Private Benjamin.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Because we're doing either lady, both ladies.
Right, it's true.
Around and around.
Yeah.
Okay,
that sounded so
No,
lovely.
I didn't. I meant... I would. I love them both. I think they're sexy.
Not going to say no.
Hannah and her sisters?
What about it?
Is she one of those ladies in it?
I think, like, you, like, could you have, like, if you were throwing darts at Woody Allen movies on a dartboard, how could you possibly... She really was in every one of his movies except for that one. That's Barbara Hershey, Mia Farrow, and Diane Wiest are the women in that one. But since it's your first one, don't go to your lifeline already. Diane Keaton or Goldie Hawn? You got to have another one.
Manhattan.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I gave you a clue when I said everybody else.
I thought of Manhattan, but yeah. I was more sure for some reason about Hannah.
Yeah, no, she isn't in Manhattan, so you're safe. But yeah. So be careful next time.
Just the
Thank
mulligan.
You.
Don't
Thank
go
you.
Off.
Yeah, it's a breakfast ball.
All right. Thank you. That was my mulligan.
Okay, we're not even through one round.
I told you I wouldn't
That's
be great.
Already giving up. You got a lifeline. These women have both been in movies where there's been sequels, so you could just maybe hear a title and add a two to it at your earliest possible convenience. All right, Brandon?
First Wives Club.
Yeah, that's the double banger right there. I was going to say one of those titles somebody else said. I was so bummed when somebody snatched it. Snatched. Mark.
I was going to go with it.
She played Pennywise,
yeah,
right?
I mean, that makeup on Pennywise.
Fantastic.
Anybody could have played that role. It probably was Goldie.
I'd follow either one of those ladies into the sewer. I will say, speaking of bangers, I'll say the Banger Sisters.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Padgett?
Yeah. It's strategy. Oh, you know how competitive I am. Just give me
already.
A second. I'm really.
She's got a chessboard of right. Movie titles.
Overboard.
Oh, okay.
All timer.
All right. That's a good one.
Something's got to give.
Yes.
I didn't think any of you guys would have seen that. I was holding on to that one.
I was too.
That's
Damn
a
it.
Sneaky one.
The Godfather.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
It's going to become slim picking soon. It's going to get bad.
No, there's so many.
There are so many.
Yeah, here we go. I got one. Are you ready for it? Father of the Bride.
I got one now.
Yeah, you do.
I'm going to go with the sequel to Father of the Bride, cleverly titled Father of the Bride 2. The New Batch.
Padgett?
I'm going to go with Godfather 2.
Oh, listen to you.
Yeah.
Probably mostly because there isn't a Father of the Bride 3.
That might
Was
be
there
being
a First
made.
Wives 2?
No.
Oh.
That would be fun, though. So many numbers.
It's okay, Matt. I asked myself the same thing. Is there one into
my lifeline, I guess?
Okay, so
Kate
is Matt's lifeline. Maybe give him something, if you can, that'll, you know, help him think of a bunch of movies. But what do you got?
Got a book club?
Book club. Yeah.
I was holding on to that one.
Yeah. All right, book club.
Fucking book club. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, nice.
Can I go? No.
Yeah. With Jane Fonda and other ladies. Candace Bergen and Mary Steenburgen. Anyway, all the Bergens are in it.
A lot of Bergens.
Yeah. Whose turn is it? Brando?
I'm like really on the fence if she's in this. I think she is. The Graduate?
No.
Shit. All right, I go to my
Go to your lifeline. He's going to his
Brandon, life. What's up?
I got nothing.
Oh, shit.
Yes!
Tough.
Oh, no. All right.
Insane. All right. So, calm down, everybody.
That's insane.
Book Club 2, yes. There is a sequel.
What's the full title?
The book club.
It just came out.
It's
yeah,
out
it's
now.
True. It just came out. Don't say it out there. We're playing a game up here. Where he has to say the full title that you just said. Did you hear her say it?
No.
Okay.
The book club to the next chapter.
Yeah, that's what she said. Oh. It has to be the next chapter, right? I hope they make book club 3 the final chapter. And then book club four, the epilogue. And book club five, I don't know. No appendage. What? The appendix. All right. So who are we on?
You.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you.
Don't take an easy one.
Oh, my God. I'm searching everywhere. I'm still looking for Mr. Goodbar.
Oh, wow. Shoot.
Are you taking a selfie or a picture of us?
Both.
Oh. Technology, huh?
Yeah, I got
simultaneously
both.
Doing
I got
a both. Selfie and shooting
I got
the
both
room
at the same time. I got a special camera.
That's a great way to not feel shameless.
I'll show it to you backstage, along with footage of a talking gargoyle from the Denver airport.
That footage is on a phone that the Illuminati now has in their possession. 50 feet below
the
surface.
It's in the basement underneath the Denver airport.
Oh, jeez.
Or it's inside the horse statue out front. That's a blue devil horse that killed its maker. Denver airport, man. There's a lot going on.
They also have a Qdoba. I love that place.
Oh, yeah.
You mentioned Qdoba and Chipotle on this episode.
Yeah, yeah. Qdoba's far superior to Chipotle.
I don't know if you have sponsors, but
is it? Yeah. I don't think I've tried it.
Right. Treat yourself. Yeah.
They got
Jersey
Mike's of fast Mexican food. It really is.
But if you don't want like actual food, you know you're running to another flight, they got a decent Jamba Juice.
Okay.
Pass the monkey gargoyle.
All these years, I can't believe I've been wasting my time with a movie podcast. Travel is so interesting. Airports are so fun to talk about. All right. Where are we at? Whose turn is it? Mark?
It was me, and I finally got one.
Okay, good.
I was struggling
I'm
for a minute.
I'm glad you thought of it.
I'm back with, it's a bit of a tearjerker, holiday film, okay. The Family Stone.
Yes.
See?
I was wondering if Diane Keaton was in that.
Yeah.
She is. She sure is.
Her and Coach.
Yeah, he's in it.
I call Craig T. Coach.
He'll put you in a half Nelson.
I don't acknowledge his real last name.
Say his whole name or he'll put you in a half Nelson. Yeah, that was pretty good. All right. Paget. Did you think of another one? Or you got some more loaded up?
It's a Godfather 3. Yes.
Oh, sneaky.
Well played.
Yeah. Got all the way back to you. Very good.
What?
It was good. The way you went, you patiently waited for it to come back.
Patiently waited.
Yeah. We all fell for it. Matt?
Was there a Private Benjamin 2?
Boogaloo. Electric.
Private Benjamin. Private Benjamin 2, the next deployment. No, I don't believe. If they did follow it up, it was with another person. But she's in a movie that had very similar storyline because they thought, oh, that worked. Let's do that again. And I'll say it when it's my turn.
G.I. Jane?
No.
All right.
Thank you for playing, though. Yeah. Matt Walsh, everybody.
I can go home?
The best Matt Walsh. No, hang out.
I do want to hang out. Sorry,
it's
Kate.
It's only a few more minutes.
No, I'm happy to hang.
There's only like 200 more films in these ladies' filmography.
Oh, you didn't research it. You asked.
No, I didn't.
Oh, damn it.
I could have arranged it ahead of time, though.
Doug, you're good.
With
you
the Pasternak's.
I don't think you did, though.
But I think they both know that my passion for Keaton and Hahn goes pretty deep.
Oh.
What do you got, Brandon?
Fair. I'm doing a Hail Mary on this one. I think she's in it. Okay. Death Becomes Her.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Well nice done. Hail Mary.
That's
a great
call.
Great one.
Well done.
Sure. Great movie.
That movie fucked me up, too. Meryl Streep's in that, right? Yeah, that movie fucked me up.
I just want to say three of the people on this stage have movie podcasts, so I don't feel terrible.
Okay, so it's back to me, and I can't believe Mark might win this thing.
I wouldn't put all your eggs in that basket.
I mean, if you do, I would definitely suspect
Paget
foul play.
That's the one I was trying to think of. Chevy Chase.
Yeah,
Which one was that?
Foul Play.
Ah, that's right. All right.
It was Chevy's first movie.
Barry Manilow opening theme song.
Once you say the movies, I get it. It's just the recall. But yeah, I saw that.
I'm ready to change my pants again. Ready to put my clothes on the line for you. Okay, go ahead. Matt.
I don't know the words of the song. Matt, I don't know the movie.
Mark.
Sir.
Is it you?
It is me, yeah.
And you got nothing?
No, I mean, I'm going to guess something.
Okay.
Bullets Over Broadway?
Great guess. You're out.
I have a lifeline.
Okay. Go. Why are you guessing something then?
Everybody else
guessing. Don't take any unnecessary risks.
No, you guess and
I almost eliminated you.
Yeah.
Let's go to your lifeline.
Courtney, what do we got?
Because I said so.
Seriously,
give
Doug.
Us an answer, Courtney. Don't because well, I Doug. Said so us. Very good, very good. Paget. Mark's still in it. All he needs is probably like one or two more to defeat him and Brandon. Matt's just hanging out, as you know.
I'm learning for when I come back.
Oh, my goodness. You'll be unstoppable.
Oh, my God. You know it. People will hate me. I'll be such a movie trivia bully.
That's it?
Sleeper.
Yeah.
Great.
I should have stayed in the Woody Allen world. This is what I'm learning. No. Just throw out Woody Allen movies.
I'm glad you didn't say Sleeper. It's a very different movie.
Very different, yeah.
Very Kevin
different.
Bacon.
Yeah. Brandon?
Man, I'm just going to throw out a Woody Allen movie.
Oh, now. Shit.
Blue
look,
Jasmine?
Look what we've done.
There's a lot of white people in that, right? She was in that. Kate Blanchett,
that movie
Diane
had the
Kuzma.
Wrong white people in it. No, she wasn't in that one.
I'm sorry, Brandon.
That was a great.
This is so meta.
That was a great attempt, though. I liked it.
I let Brandon down.
She's in a movie I always confuse with Family Stone because it's practically the same title. It's even like a family gets together and she's dying, like is the plot of both movies, and it's called Meet the Coopers. Yeah.
Never right? saw
it. Wait, is that with Bradley Cooper?
No.
Oh.
But that would have been fun.
That launched him.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, Mark...
Yeah, I think I'm probably out, but I'm going to guess something. There's a movie where Goldie Hawn played Amy Schumer's mom. And I
Snatched.
Can't
I already said it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
All right.
I already snatched that one up.
All right, let's do...
Plus, I just like saying Snatched or Snatch is also a film. And they're both fun to say.
I'll go with the new Overboard. Maybe Goldie Hawn made a cameo.
Oh, she probably did, but I'm not aware.
It's not worth it.
Yeah, so you're out.
Out.
Yeah, but great job. Paget?
Can I make a guess and then ask my lifeline?
No.
What? Everyone else did.
Okay, then do it.
We got to.
Yeah, okay. That's gamesmanship. Hell yeah.
Mr. and Mrs. Claus?
I don't know what... I think I know what that is, but no.
It's not. That's not what it's called?
No.
Brooke?
I think I know what you're talking about, but Brooke...
Yeah, but what Brooke, was it? It wasn't... Brooke?
Yeah, but Brooke can give you that or some other title. She doesn't have to do that one.
Baby Boom.
Baby Boom.
Baby Boom!
Yes.
Baby Boom.
Baby Boom.
Nice work!
Baby Boom was Diane Keaton, like suddenly her sister dies or something, okay.
and she
suddenly has
a
baby.
Corporate executive.
And she's an executive, and you can't juggle an executive job and a baby.
Yeah.
No.
As nice. Men already knew.
Did she wear a stylish hat in that movie?
No, no hats.
No, no hats.
No, hats.
Really?
No.
It was pre-hats.
Like power suits, nice stilettos, yeah.
Was Goldie
yeah.
in Captain Run?
Glasses, lots of glasses.
What?
Did Captain Goldie Ron? Appear in Captain Run?
She was okay. in a movie with Kurt. So. She's in a bunch
she's
of movies.
Done
she's
right.
in a bunch of movies
well,
with him, but I can't remember.
We're still playing the game, y'all. Oh.
What? I thought she won.
Not yet.
No?
No.
Oh, sorry.
Apologies.
No, it's all good.
No, because Doug can keep naming movies.
Yeah.
It's this, the last person
this is,
standing.
Oh, this is the part where
it.
I show
it just
off.
Keeps going.
Yeah. Okay,
it's
sorry.
It's torturous.
Yeah.
You did everything right, Brooke.
I mean, this is this part is like everything. It's
like ChatGPT, but for movies.
Matt, you
Jesus.
Talk every time I'm sneaking into an answer.
That's why I asked if I could leave.
Love and...
He's been wanting to go for 7 minutes.
This is, we're playing Live, Die, Repeat again. I just keep going back to the beginning. Love and death.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, Diane Keaton. That one. Back to you, Padgett. With traffic and the weather.
Crimes and misdemeanors.
Why do you keep picking Woody Allen movies she's not in?
That's the first time I have picked the wrong movie.
Not you specifically.
Blue Jasmine too.
I meant as a group.
Collective you, yeah.
As a group.
Because we forget that he moved on to mess up Mia Farrow. We just think he was with her forever.
Yeah, Keaton pulled the ripcord.
Yeah, is with her, she was in Manhattan Murder Mystery. She was in Interiors. She was in, I think there's got to be another comedy.
Now, you're the last one standing, right?
I think so. Yeah.
Can you name that Mr. and Mrs. Claus?
Yeah, it's called Santa Claus Chronicles.
Right.
Oh, yeah, but
Or is it Christmas Chronicles? Christmas Chronicles.
Christmas Chronicles.
Yeah, that's why I wouldn't dare trying to guess it, because I'm not that familiar. They did two of them.
Hands down, the hottest, sexiest Santa Mrs. Claus you'll ever see. Name a sexier Santa or Mrs. Claus.
Tim Allen.
He's attractive.
Buzz Lightyear in that red outfit? Come on.
Does it have sex scenes? Does he stuff her stocking?
Dude, you haven't seen the second one?
There's an
unrated version.
Oh, God, shut up.
You have to get behind the red band on Netflix. Yeah.
What you do, it's like a hidden track on a CD, you know? Like, you play it for the kiddos, and they go to bed on December 24th, and then when you're putting all their bikes and stuff together, Santa and Mrs. Claus just bang for like 2 hours.
Jesus.
They show everything. The reindeer get involved. It's a good time. Only in the second one.
Padgett is our winner.
Oh, I did. Strategy. I told you strategy.
Somehow she did it.
There we go.
Oh, and the Private Benjamin thing I was thinking of is she did a movie called Protocol, where she like goes to D.C. and like, becomes a politician accidentally.
Wow.
She does stuff accidentally a lot. She's in Butterflies Are Free, the movie that's like kind of like a play about her and a blind guy. Cactus Flower with Walter Matthau.
God, I forgot. Yeah. I can't believe
The Duchess and the Dirtwater Fox with George Segal.
Wow.
This could have gone on for an hour more.
Yeah, I could go for a second. And we got more of the Diane Keatons, but she's still got tons of shit in there, too, that we didn't get to.
They've all had so many great runs, and then like they have like comeback movies, then it launches like another nice run.
Yeah.
She have 80 a lot for of, Brady? Like, yeah. She's not in the 80 for Brady, is she?
No.
Okay.
No, but what is it?
You're just
going to
guess
movie?
Every movie that's got older age actresses in it? I mean, she does sneak into most of them, but there needs to be a lot more opportunities for...
Did she do a movie with Andy Garcia where they're dating? What was that?
I bet.
What was that?
Sounds like something they would do.
It was like his comeback after he'd been gone for a little while, Andy Garcia, and he was a little bit heavier, but he was like actually kind of sexier. Like now he's just older and he's like, fuck.
Yeah.
Like he's just like kind
of... It wasn't the Father of the Bride reboot, was it?
Exciting. Was it?
The new Father of the Bride? No. Yeah.
No. Does anybody know? I don't know. Shoot, I don't know.
Does anyone remember a movie where Andy Garcia is sexy?
With Mel Gibson. Bird on a Wire with Mel Gibson.
Oh, shoot.
She did that too. All right, Padgett, give us your plugs. What have you got to promote?
I support a strike.
You don't have to promote anything if you want to support the strike.
I don't think I have anything. Watch Criminal Minds in reruns on Paramount Plus that I won't be paid for.
Until after the strike.
No, it won't be retroactive. I think I'm doing an Arden. No, at some point we're going to do Arden's podcast. We're going to do
It's True.
Will You
we'll
Accept
back
This Rose?
On Will You Accept This Rose?
Yeah, we're going to do that.
And that's always a fun time. So, Patrick Brewster, everybody. Matt Walsh, thank you for staying all the way to this part. And then please stay during the other guest plugs. But what do you got to promote?
I support the strike. A movie called Flamin' Hot coming out in a week.
Ooh.
Yeah. You're great in that.
Yeah, it is very good. Highly recommend it. And I know the world needed one, so I started another rewatch podcast for a show called Veep.
Oh.
And Tim Simons and I do it, and it's called Second in Command.
Nice.
Great.
Nice. Do you swear a lot?
No, oddly enough, I don't think I do.
He swears
Tim
a lot.
Tim probably swears
he
more,
swears,
yeah.
His character swears a lot.
I feel like you're giving away a beautiful cake.
It does.
Such a gorgeous box.
I thought
box.
In the car over, like the Uber driver's going to be like, he thinks that's a cake. That's why he keeps breaking gently. But turns out it's just a box of garbage. A pretty nice blanket, I think. Where's Brooke? Oh, hey, Brooke. Congratulations. Be careful. It's got a weird flap that opens, and you don't want all the shit to just fall out all of a sudden. Thanks, Matt. Brandon Collins, we miss you already. You going back east?
Yeah.
What do you got to promote, dude?
I'm going back east for Drunk Black History. We're celebrating Juneteenth on Sunday, June 18th. So if you're in the New York area, come hang out with us. We're going to be at the Bell House in Brooklyn. 2 p.m. brunch show. We're going to be having mimosas, getting fucked up, and learning about dope black history. So there's also a live stream if you're still out here west, available at drunkblackhistory.com. And just follow me on American Collins and all the social media platforms. I am on Twitter. I haven't been hacked yet, thankfully.
Way to rub it in.
But I appreciate it as always, and you guys are great. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Brandon. Mark Ellis, what do you got to promote?
You can Google me or John Hamm at your leisure. You can also check out my new stand-up hour special drops in July. I taped it right here at Dynasty Typewriter Theater. Wonderful staff, wonderful venue. So y'all can check that out. I believe the release date is July 17th. So mark your calendars.
Yeah. And you'll be down at Comic-Con, as you are every year, yes?
I'll be down at Comic-Con. I'm telling jokes at American Comedy Company on Thursday. That's my show. I hear Doug Benson frequents the Gaslamp yes. District around that time as well.
Yeah, Doug Loves Movies is the night before your show, also at American Comedy Company. next show here at Dynasty Typewriter is on Sunday, July 23rd. Thank you so much, everybody, for coming out. Thank you to Dynasty Typewriter. One more time for all my guests, Mark Ellis, Paget Brewster, Matt Walsh, Brandon Collins. Paget, you have to come back real soon as the champion.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You got to come back. And as always, and what I was looking for was not to be found, but to be made. Now it's time for Doug to watch another hockey. Eyes above his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, but Doug.